Approximately 20 reporters, photographers, and videographers from local and national news organizations jostled for a position on the front steps of the St. John Law Courts on September 16, 2015. More than 4 years after the violent death of multimillionaire Richard Oland, his only son, Dennis Oland, was about to stand trial for second-degree murder. It was a day many people thought would never come, and the media hoped to document the moment with the perfect image. Oland, who was not in custody, sauntered toward the front doors, the bright morning sun shining on his face, with his mother, Connie, at his side. He did not shy from the cameras. Rather, he looked straight at photographers and videographers, the corners of his mouth upturned in a hint of a smile, which infuriated some people, but others believed it was his resting facial expression. He wore a dark blazer, gray pants, a powder blue shirt, and a navy tie with red and white diagonal pinstripes. Connie toted a blue seat cushion for the hard wooden bench at the front of the courtroom, where she would faithfully sit for the duration of the trial, expected to take 3 months. Several other family members, friends, and supporters also filed into the courthouse. The trial attracted its share of curious spectators and self-proclaimed Oland murder aficionados who had been following the case from the beginning. Such high-profile cases were few and far between in St. John, and this one had the essential elements of a sensational event: money, betrayal, and a certain celebrity status. There had been nothing like it in St. John since the 1982 kidnapping of industrialist Jack Irving. Here, in their own backyard, was a case worthy of true crime TV. Some dubbed it the maritime version of the O.J. Simpson trial. Those who wanted to be guaranteed a seat in the small fifth-floor courtroom had to arrive well ahead of the scheduled 9:30 start.